Right, so me and the family have just pulled up at Fairytale Farm in Chipping Norton. Are you excited, everyone?
Yes!
Let's go! Okay, so we're at the entrance to Fairytale Farm. Edie, what are you doing right down here? We're next to a big cow that's made of plastic. What are you doing there?
Milking its udders.
What's coming out of its udders?
Water. It was supposed to be milk.
So I've just met up with Nick Laister, the director here at Fairytale Farm. Nick, you must be really pleased with the visitor numbers that you're having.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted. I think it's a lot of people call us a hidden gem, and that's the way it's worked with us. We're quite happy with that, just, you know, putting new things in and letting the word of mouth spread.
As we all heard just a moment ago, the kids are very excited to have a look around. They've never been here before, so what can we expect?
Okay, so as you work your way around, you'll start with the Enchanted Walk, which has got lots of sort of sensory features, buttons to press, things that happen. You'll then go into Fairy Dell, where you'll be shrunk to the size of a fairy, and the sort of, I suppose, the star attraction is right at the end of your tour will be our animal area.
What's this?
Three little bears, Goldilocks and the three little bears. They're eating porridge.
That's a big bowl of porridge.
Yeah.
The baby one already ate hers.
I'm not sure if I can eat all of that porridge.
So we are walking up towards the Little Mermaid right now. What have we got in front of us now?
A Little Mermaid, and she isn't wearing anything. And she isn't wearing any starfishes for her upper bit.
For her what?
Her boobs.
Her boobs!
So now we're walking over to another... This is a musical part of Fairytale Farm, where Edie and Albert both have musical instruments, as you can tell.
Yeah!
They're not very quiet.
No.
Right, we're at the last one here now. What is it? You can see, kids.
It's a witch's bum.
It's a witch's bum.
It's so beautiful.
Right, so we've just followed the path a little bit further along. What have we? What are we stood in front of now, Edie?
It's basically a waterfall where if you press start, then it will start the waterfall, and if you don't, then it will just be a plain old dirty pool.
All right, so press the button and see what happens.
Oh, it went really big. It's like fireworks.
I pressed it and this happened all the time.
What's that? What'd you say?
What
happened? He basically said waterfall.
So we've come to the end of the Adventure Playground part. We followed the path around and down a slope. Now, what are we about to go through, Edie? What can you see?
We are going in the dinosaur bit, and it says, danger, dinosaur spotted. So let's go in and see what dinosaurs there are. My favourite, Triceratops. I like them. There's pink and blue. I like the pink one.
There's lots of moving dinosaurs up here and smoke on the waterfalls. And I think it's... What just happened there?
The dinosaur just literally sprayed us.
You got wet then, didn't you? Albert, you got wet?
Yes!
And again, oh dear. So I'm here with Sue and...
Chris.
And you've come here for the day. Who have you brought with you?
Our granddaughter.
You've obviously walked around where we've just been. What do you think of Fairytale Farm for a day out?
Absolutely fabulous. I mean, they're feeding the animals and they actually feed out your hands.
Is it your first time here or would you come back?
First time.
And will you be coming back?
Oh, hell yes.
I think I've just found a snoring pig. Fast asleep after a hard day's not work.
Like me in bed and my mummy.
As you can tell, we're in the animal part now. And over here, if we find our two, they've been magnetically drawn to the baby goats. So what do you think to BBC Radio Oxford, goat? He just sneezed on you. What's happening here?
Are they playing tag?
No, definitely not playing tag. These two rabbits are definitely boyfriend and girlfriend, I think, Edie.
Oh, are they trying to make a baby?
That's the one. So we are back in the car, belted up and ready to go after a day at Fairytale Farm. What was your favourite thing about today at Fairytale Farm?
Holding the guinea pigs and rabbits, that might make you want to come there. It's a really nice place.
Well, it sounds like you had a lovely day. And Bex, did you have fun?
I did. I'm going to follow the kids and say that the guinea pigs were my favourite bit. And the kids were really well behaved. And I suppose you were as well.